Social media, huh? It's like this big, exciting party, you should be at, but figuring out how to actually, work the room, that can be a little tricky, to say the
Well, yeah,
least.
like, you need to be there, but then it's
Well,
like, now what?
exactly. So today we're diving into how to really level up that social media game, and we're taking cues from the
Is
pros.
it?
We're taking a look at Latin Flash. They build social media strategies, and we've got some of their marketing material. So it's kind of like we're, what's that word? Reverse engineering.
Reverse engineering. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
And one thing that really resonated with me going through this material was how they acknowledge the feeling of being overwhelmed. Because honestly, isn't that how everyone feels about social media these days?
Totally. It's like every time you figure it out, something changes. New platforms, new algorithms. It's like, how am I supposed to keep up with all this and still run a business?
And that feeling, right? That's where Latin Flash is. A lot of businesses go wrong. They get so overwhelmed, they end up posting randomly, inconsistently, no real strategy in place. They actually compared it to throwing spaghetti at the wall.
Oh, I've heard that one before. And we know how well that usually turns out. But it's a shame because when it's done right, social media can be so powerful. It's like this direct line to your audience that you just don't get anywhere else.
100%. Building those relationships, that sense of community. Have you ever like felt connected to a brand online? What were they doing?
Ooh, that's good. I'm trying to think. I think for me, it's when I feel like I'm part of a conversation, not just being talked at.
Yeah.
Reminds me of something Latin Flash said about social media being like networking.
You got it.
Like, you wouldn't go to a networking event and just shout about your business at people,
No
right?
way.
Right. You got to chat, find common ground.
Exactly. And Latin Flash, they really emphasize that two-way communication, responding to comments, asking questions, encouraging user-generated content. It's about making people feel heard,
Yeah.
turning followers into what they call brand advocates, I think.
Love that. Okay, I'm on board, but how do we actually do this? What do they say about actually, like, building a presence, making content that actually makes people stop scrolling?
They break it down really well. First things first, audience. You got to know who you're talking to. What are they into? What keeps them up at night?
Right. And once you've got a handle on that, it's making sure your content actually, sounds like you, matches your brand, what you're all about.
It's like, what's your voice? Are you the funny one, the super informative one? That's what's going to make you stand out.
They talked about balancing valuable content with the more promotional stuff, which makes sense. Like, nobody wants to just be sold to all the time, right?
Nope. Got to give value first, build that trust, then the sales stuff doesn't feel so, I don't know, salesy.
Totally. Speaking of value, what did they say about creating that content that really grabs attention? Give me the good stuff.
All right, well, they're big on behind-the-scenes stuff. People
Yeah.
love that. Say you're a coffee roaster, right? Instead of just posting a photo of your beans, maybe show people the roasting process, put some music to it, make it visually interesting, or talk about where the beans come from, tell that story.
I love that. Makes it feel so much more like human. What
They're
else?
all about eye-catching visuals,
Yeah.
beautiful photos, videos, maybe some graphics, really grab the eye.
Oh, I love a good visual, but it's more than just looking pretty,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. It's got to have a good message, something people actually want to read or watch, address their needs, give them a chuckle,
Oh, sure. They also talked about consistency being important, which I'll admit I struggle with. It's so easy to let social media slip when things get busy.
Oh, we've all been there. But it's like anything, right? Consistency builds trust. Imagine your favorite band only released a new song every, like, 2 years.
I'd probably forget they existed.
Exactly. And honestly, social media algorithms, they like to see you showing up regularly.
It's like showing up to that networking event every month, not just once a year when you remember it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which brings us to their thoughts on paid advertising. Because as much as we love organic reach, sometimes you need a little extra oomph. Right, you know what they say.
Yeah.
You gotta spend money to make money. But it's not like throwing darts blindfolded,
Yeah.
You gotta be smart about it.
Okay, so how do we do that? What's their take on using paid ads the right way?
Targeting, targeting, targeting. It's not just about reaching everyone, it's about reaching the right people.
Makes sense. Like, if I'm selling handmade dog sweaters, probably not going to waste my money showing ads to like cat people.
You got it. You want people who are obsessed with their pups, maybe into like, ethical sourcing, handmade stuff, that whole vibe.
Find your people.
Exactly. And they actually get into the nitty-gritty of different platforms, which is cool. Like they say, Facebook's great for that broad reach, getting your name out there.
And Instagram's probably better for those like visually stunning products, right? Targeting a younger crowd, maybe.
Nail it. And they're big on testing too, trying different ad styles, different messages, seeing what sticks. It's all about, trial and error.
So it's that data-driven approach again, right?
You got it. And speaking of data, that's where their whole thing about community really clicked for me.
Yeah. Going beyond just posting and hoping for the best, it's about actually building those relationships.
Exactly. Making people feel like they're part of something bigger, you know? Their voices matter. Because let's be real, we all want to be seen, heard, understood, right?
Okay, so that means responding to comments, sure, but it's more than that, right? Asking questions, creating content that actually sparks a conversation.
Bingo. They even gave examples of brands using user-generated content. Like, imagine a contest where people share photos with your product. It's like free content, and it makes people feel involved.
And when people feel involved, they're more likely to become like loyal customers.
100%.
Yeah.
Think about it. What brands are you loyal to? Probably the ones that make you feel like more than just a walking wallet.
So true. I know for me, it's the ones that match my values, you know? It's like they get me.
There you go. That sense of belonging, that's powerful stuff, especially these days when everything's so digital.
Okay, so how do we actually do that? Make people feel like they're part of something.
Well, Latin Flash, they're all about being proactive. Don't wait for people to come to you. Go out and engage with their stuff, join conversations, maybe even reach out to people directly.
I like that. Take charge, right? Don't wait for the phone to ring. You got to make the call.
Exactly. And when you do talk to people, actually listen,
Yeah.
ask questions, show that you're actually interested.
And that means being open to the not so fun stuff too, right? Like
Yeah,
constructive criticism.
100%. Latin Flash, they actually see all feedback as valuable data. It's telling you what works, what doesn't, what people want more of.
Which brings us back to data.
Always. And they're adamant about not getting hung up on vanity metrics.
Well, right, because likes and followers, that's cool and all, but
But it doesn't always equal dollars in the bank.
yeah.
You got to look deeper.
It's like, congrats, you have a ton of people who've maybe heard of you, but are they actually, buying anything?
Exactly. Engagement, clicks, conversions. That's the good stuff. Are people actually doing something after they see your stuff?
And the cool thing is, we can actually see that now, right? Social media gives us all this data we can learn from.
It's true. And Latin Flash, they're all about using that data to get better. Maybe you notice your videos do way better in the morning, or that people love a good discount code. It's about paying attention and adjusting.
It's like a conversation with your data. Okay, but let's be real. Someone's probably listening to this like, okay, this is a lot. Where do I even start? What would you tell them?
Take a breath. It's a marathon, not a sprint, right? Start with your goals. What are you hoping social media will do for you? More customers, more website visits. Once you know that, you can build a plan around it.
And don't feel like you got to be on like every single platform at once,
Right.
right?
Pick one or two that make sense for you, where your people are, and really rock those first.
Quality over quantity. I like that.
Always.
And it's all about experimenting, right? What works for your business might not work for mine. So play around, have some fun with it.
Exactly. If you're not enjoying it, it's going to show.
Truth. Well, this has been such an awesome deep dive, honestly. We pulled out so many good nuggets from Latin Flash. I gotta ask, what was your biggest takeaway?
For me, it really comes back to being genuine and building that community. People crave that realness.
Yeah.
They want to support businesses that get them, that share their values. So yeah, as you're building your strategy, remember to be yourself, talk to your people, make them feel like they're part of something cool.
So well said. Because at the end of the day, people might forget what you said, but they won't forget how you made them feel.
100%.
I love that. So as you're out there navigating the social media world, think about how you can make your audience feel like they're part of something special, something bigger.
And what's one thing you can do today to make that happen? Maybe try a new type of post, leave a thoughtful comment for someone, or even just revisit your goals. Whatever it is, take that step.
I love that challenge. It's all about taking action. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. Until next time.